Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Germany's latest under-21 international was followed by racist comments on social media. What more can you tell us?
Well, the two players that received the racist comments are two black players who represent Germany, Youssouf Moukoko and Jessik Gnankam. Moukoko plays at Dortmund and Gnankam plays at Hertha Berlin. And they both missed penalties in Germany's match against Israel that ended 1-1. And basically, Moukoko responded, if we win, we're all Germans. If we lose, we are the black guys. Then monkey comments come in. Things like this just don't belong in football. I mean, this is an ongoing situation. Unfortunately, you know, it's basically, you know, when the players unperform, you know, and they don't look like aesthetically the majority of that nation here, specifically in Germany, we've seen this time and time again. It's really unfortunate to see this take place with the under 21 match. I mean, you have to consider this is the under 21 championship that we're talking about in this recent match. This is the young talent, and the young talent is typically followed by a younger fan base, which just, you know, suggests the forecast is quite cloudy when it comes to cleaning up these issues such as racism and the players receiving these racist abuse online. Now, of course, you know, all of the support came out. Several clubs around the Bundesliga called it disgusting and despicable, you know, and then the basic thing you hear always in these instances, racism has no place in football. Unfortunately, it's a reality that we have to deal with time and time again. And I just wish the players the best and hope they have the mental fortitude to push through and prove their haters wrong, as the kids would say. You know, but all in all, it is a reality. It's unfortunate. It's good to see the support behind the two players, and it's just an unfortunate aspect of the sport.
Dortmund sees yet another player depart for Bayern Munich in Rafael Guerreiro. What other transfer news is out there?
Yeah, you know, Bayern could be losing a piece. You know, they add Guerreiro from Dortmund, a club they love poaching talent from. Well, Lucas Hernandez, a couple of seasons back, was a record transfer for Bayern Munich. And reports are that he has agreed to personal terms with Paris Saint-Germain. You know, clearly with other talent on that team, he is French, so it does make sense. Now, the reports are that the clubs are, you know, are apart in terms of the money. You know, of course, Bayern Munich want to get as much as they can for Lucas Hernandez, considering how much he was initially. And one report has it from PSG saying that they wouldn't even welcome Lucas Hernandez because he's born in Marseille. And those being bitter rivals of PSG, that could cause a bit of a rift. That was interesting news in terms of the transfer rumors out there, but the dust hasn't settled on the Hernandez situation. But in a late surprising twist, Marcus Thuram, a young and upcoming talent for Gladbach, Borussia Mönchengladbach, a striker, big, you know, his father, a good football pedigree. He's decided to join Inter Milan, according to reports. He's reached the end of his contract at Borussia Mönchengladbach. You know, they tried to succeed. They tried all they could. I did think he entered the, you know, league, you know, and hit the pitch running. He scored some goals. He won player of the month a couple times, and he was quite the player, quite the addition. And he was even called up to represent France in the World Cup recently. You know, France has a lot of talent, and it's unfortunate that he is departing the Bundesliga, but of course, him joining Inter Milan is going to be quite the obstacle for him. He's going to be looking to develop himself on that more competitive league. I wish him well. But there's a lot of time until the transfer window closes, and I'll be here to give you the latest. But I'm sure there'll be a lot more rumors and a lot more things to discuss as the news crosses my desk.
Before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar?
Just a little bit of news. The upcoming Bundesliga schedule will be released this Friday. You know, a lot of key encounters to look forward to. Of course, the Clásica, you know, considering how tight the race was this past season, Bayern Munich, when they meet Borussia Dortmund, that should be quite the fixture, should get quite the attention, I'm sure, and all sorts of fan base around that particular match. I mean, they won on goal difference. You couldn't get closer than that in terms of winning a title. And we have to welcome a couple new sides. Darmstadt and Heidenheim recently promoted back to the top flight. Schalke, unfortunately, head to Berlin, are going to be competing with a lot of new talent in the second Bundesliga. And one match, I'm sure, to get things started prior to the Bundesliga season kicking off is going to be the Super Cup between the German Cup holders, RB Leipzig, and Bayern Munich. Of course, that should be an interesting match. That's set to kick off Saturday, August 12th in Munich. But a lot of action to look forward to this coming season. And the clock is ticking. I mean, we only have a month and some change before the action resumes.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Le Dumer.